Chapter 6. Things were coming together. It was no wonder the other dragons hadn't come after Nath and the crystal gnomes. They were going to let the bull dragons do the dirty work for them. Nath wanted to kick himself. He'd forgotten all about them.
"What do we do?"
Snargle whispered. His eyes blinked continuously, and his fingers fidgeted.
"What do we do, rescue murderer?"
Stop calling me that,"
Nath said, irritated.
"Just be still."
The gnomes, typically chatterboxes, were silent. They huddled together in the brush in some sort of protective circle. Snargle merged with them, whispering quickly in gnomish. Nath paid them no mind. Instead, his thoughts raced through his memories of the dragons. He knew each kind's weakness, most of them, anyway. But the bull dragons didn't have much of one. They were brutes, flying, fire-breathing juggernauts. Only the titan dragons, the hulls, were a greater match.
"It could be worse, I suppose. It could be raining."
The bull dragons had Nath's scent already. He didn't have much doubt that the other dragons had told them he and the gnomes were near.
"I'm glad I have you,"
he said to Fang.
"And that you are cooperating. I need you."
The great blade winked blue. The hilt warmed in his hand.
"Let's not have that again."
The hilt stayed warm, not scalding hot. Nath focused.
"I have to help Bezog."
He'd defeated the Grayscaler with a weapon. Could he defeat two bull dragons, even with weapons?
"Perhaps I can reason with them."
He smiled. Bull dragons were anything but reasonable. Another pair of ear-shattering roars erupted, louder this time than the last. He could hear trees toppling, branches breaking.
"They come closer,"
one of the gnomes squealed. Nath grunted. The bull dragons had the scent. They would be upon the party soon. He'd have to hold the dragons off until the gnomes made their way to safety. But where would that be? Up along the riverbank? He could at least catch up with them from there, if he survived.
"Snargle, lead the gnomes up the river along the bank,"
he said, turning.
"I'll hold the dragons off as long as I can."
The gnome didn't reply. None of them. Their bodies formed a tight knot of people.
"Snargle!"
He reached over and grabbed one of the gnomes. Its body and clothes had turned to stone. He found Snargle's eyes twinkling at him.
"What are you doing?"
Snargle's stony lips reported,
"Surviving. Goodbye, rescue murderer."
His features solidified again.
"Blast my scaled hide,"
he said, staring at the statues of bodies. The crystal gnome's plan was a good one, assuming the dragons couldn't sniff them out and crush them. But at least they were safe for now.
"I wish I could do that."
A fleeting thought of running drifted through his thoughts. He was fast, but that would only endanger others. He moved away from the gnomes to another clearing in the pines. The great trees swayed in the darkness. Timbers cracked and groaned under the power of the scaled bulk that pushed through them. The claws on Nat's fingertips tingled. He wasn't scared of any man, dragon, or monster, nor of death. But one thing did scare him. Failure. Especially when the entire world depended on him. Two pines crashed left and right, and the first bull dragon emerged. Huge. Bigger than a pair of elephants. The great horns twisted on its head like spears. Its face was large, fierce, and terrible. Red-orange scales shimmered like steel armor. Its mouth full of teeth, a bunch of giant white icicles. Nath felt its hot, charred breath on his face. Heard its thoughts inside its head in Dragonese.
"Well, what have we here?"
The second bull dragon pushed through. Just as big and just as ugly and terrible. The pair hemmed him in.
Why, it's the precious son of the Dragon King.
Bellies scraping the ground, they both came closer.
Doesn't look like a dragon to me,
the first one said. Eyeing Fang, the other bull dragon replied,
Look! He brought us a toothpick.
Now we can see if he tastes like one.
Chapter 7.